As South Africa marks 46 years since black pupils marched against Afrikaans as a medium of instruction at schools in 1976, experts are calling for the Department of Basic Education to transform the school curriculum. Despite South Africa having 11 official languages, now 12 with the sign language recently added to the list, the country still recognizes only English as a language of teaching and learning and includes Afrikaans in question papers. A Western Cape parent whose child has learned only English despite school adverts saying they would be taught isiXhosa as well, says to transform the country, the curriculum must be transformed. She was concerned about the language and curriculum her child was receiving at school.
I would like to see more attention paid to multilingual curriculum where children have the option of doing three languages, English, Afrikaans and Xhosa. Those are the main languages spoken in the Western Cape, and it also prepares them for interacting with their countrymen, whether their countrymen are Zulu speaking, Ndebele speaking, even Tswana speaking. There are certain words that they would understand. It will encourage intercultural understanding as well, because there's not much discussed about Xhosa culture in the schools. A lot of our cultural practices or Xhosa cultural practices you'll find in schools where there's majority African or colored students, it's understood and more attention is given. But it's 2022 now. So schools that should have integrated ages ago, there's still no integration, or it's only at face value. It's not only the Xhosa curriculum. For example, the history curriculum. If I compare the history that my daughter learns versus the history that I'm learning, it's like they're learning the greatest hits of apartheid. They're not going in depth and learning more information, and they have so much information available to them. I don't understand why they're still learning about Christopher Columbus discovering America when we know that's a lie. You know, there's all these little things where I just feel like such inequality is still being perpetuated because there's been a slow process in overhauling the curriculum. The whole curriculum needs to be overhauled, including the language curriculum. And there needs to be more historical, cultural understanding inserted into all the curricula, whether it's English, whether it's the language, whether it's history itself, all of it. It just needs to be fixed. If we're going to change South Africa, we need to actually start with providing understanding to our children of why things are the way they are. They can't blindly go into the world not knowing the causes of the situations we are in right now. And how are they going to change the situations if they don't know the root causes?
Activists argue that African languages are overlooked. Advocate for multilingual education, Dr. Xolisa Kozula, says African pupils are silenced because they are restricted to English in understanding the syllabus. Kozula suggests that duplicate curriculum be accessible in other languages.
You could still have the same book written in different languages, meaning that the quality of the book is the same, the content in the book is the same, but can be offered in different languages. You still have parents who have the scars of apartheid, who felt that it was unfair to be taught an inferior curriculum. So we want now a situation where we can have the same curriculum offered in different languages, in some cases offered in two languages in the school. Black people have no luxury to choose English or African languages. They have to choose both because both are important. We need to give people access to English so that they can function in the economy. We also need to give them access to their home languages so that they can make sense of what they are learning, keep their identities, keep their sociocultural identities.
The after effects of apartheid continue and will continue to affect black people for years to come. Asanda Ngwasheng, diversity expert and founder of Dialogue for Change, who provides various organizations and schools with diversity training, says the curriculum and teacher training is disappointing.
The curriculum of South Africa, particularly in history, is quite disappointing because although it touches on slavery, it touches on apartheid, it touches on colonialism, the lens that is used, it's as if there were these two equal parties who were, you know, one party was sort of slighted. The real impact of apartheid, colonialism and slavery is not explored in the depth that it should. And too often it's also left to the teacher to decide how much depth the teacher is going to have. And of course, a teacher who comes from apartheid, lived in apartheid, benefited from apartheid, and has not done the work of seeking to understand the impact of apartheid and has not done any work on themselves to understand how they will then impact the reading of history as a white teacher, for example. They're not going to read history or teach history in the same way, for example, that a black teacher who experienced apartheid and was a victim of apartheid will teach it. And so I think that not only is it a problem of content in curriculum not being sufficient, it's also a problem of the kind of training that history teachers in particular and also life orientation teachers are receiving. History teachers are not trained on the very political aspects and concepts of what they need to teach. They are not trained on the nuance of racism, the nuance of the system and how the system of apartheid, colonialism and slavery continues to impact people in the present day.
Both Ngwasheng and Kazola say diversity already exists, but there is no acknowledgement.
There's already diversity in South Africa. And so we're not introducing diversity. What we need to do is to introducing the acknowledgement of diversity as a real thing that exists and should be acknowledged. Because South Africa is diverse. Whether we acknowledge it or not, it doesn't matter. But South Africa is a diverse country where multitudes of people with different identities have to live together in some kind or some level of harmony. And because of our history and because of apartheid spatial planning, we haven't had the conversations that we need to have.
At the moment, we know that teachers don't teach in English only in schools, right? Even though they might say our school is English medium, we know that when you go to any township school or any rural school, in a science class or in a history class, you will hear the teacher speaking isiXhosa. Why? It is because the children do not understand when the teacher speaks only English. So the teachers are already doing it. But now we need to get to a point where they admit to it. In order to fix something, you must admit there is a problem. You must admit that there is a problem first before you can heal. It's the same thing. We must admit that we are teaching bilingually, but we are doing it unofficially because the department still produces books in English. Curriculum advisors still come to school to check if teachers are teaching in English. But when the curriculum advisor leaves, the teacher switches back to his course because the children don't understand. It is because the teacher wants the children to understand. So now they have to first admit that they are doing it. And then on top of that, we can then sit down and work on what needs to happen. And what needs to happen, in my view, is teacher training.
Basic Education Department spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga was contacted by Times Live for an update on their plan to include African languages, but had not responded by the time of publication. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.